The World Health Organization power grab that we warned about last year is here. They now have released the zero draft of the International Pandemic Treaty, and it's worse than you can imagine. Stay tuned and I'll tell you more. Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Behind the Deep State. I'm your host, Alex Newman, senior editor at the New American Magazine. Thank you for joining us today. Folks, last year, last summer, we actually warned that the World Health Organization was involved in a giant power grab, a power grab that would quite literally turn it into a global Department of Health, kind of like the Department of Health and Human Services, the CDC type thing. Well, that's here. That's here now. With the full support of the Biden administration, the World Health Organization has now released a draft of its so-called International Pandemic Treaty that would grant all sorts of powers to the World Health Organization. Some of these you won't even believe, right? So they're going to be meeting, actually today, we're releasing this on February 27th. They're going to be meeting today to work out the final elements of it. But even what has been released so far is just absolutely unbelievable. So under the banner of the world together equitably, this draft would give the World Health Organization the power to not just declare that there is an international pandemic, an emergency, but also to manage the response to that international pandemic and emergency. And they did such a good job during COVID that, hey, why not trust them with even more power, right? Folks, this is crazy talk, and yet it is exactly what's happening here. Once the WHO declares that there's an international emergency, all of the member governments, which would include the United States if Biden gets his way, would then be forced to accept dictates from the World Health Organization, whether that be on what kind of treatments are used, vaccine mandates, whether we need lockdowns, what we should do with our supply chains, what sort of government regulations are necessary. There's also some really troubling stuff in there about something called One Health. Now, we've warned about this before on this program. This is an effort to bring everything into the health realm, right? It's kind of merging animal health and nature health and biodiversity all into human health as if they're all related and as if they are the perfect pretext for total control over humanity. Now, the UN has adopted this, the CDC has adopted this, the World Bank, all kinds of international institutions have adopted this idea. And one of the even more troubling elements of this is that it includes direct attacks on what the WHO and its member governments describe as misinformation. Specifically, governments involved in this WHO pandemic treaty would be required to, and I'm quoting here, conduct regular social listening and analysis to identify the prevalence and profiles of misinformation, and also to design communications and messaging strategies for the public to counteract misinformation, disinformation, and false news, thereby strengthening public trust. Okay, we saw a lot of this during the COVID thing, right? And it included censorship. You probably remember the video of the CEO of YouTube actually talking about anything that contradicts what the WHO is saying is going to be banned from YouTube. If you don't remember, here it is.
Removing information that is problematic. You know, of course, anything that is medically unsubstantiated, so people saying, like, take vitamin C, take turmeric, like, those are all will cure you. Those are the examples of things that would be a violation of our policy. Anything that would go against World Health Organization recommendations would be a violation of our policy. And so remove is another really important part.
So there you go, folks. Anything that contradicts the World Health Organization's propaganda needs to be silenced. Now, the UN actually claims they own the science. They've said that repeatedly. And the director of communications for the UN, Melissa Fleming, actually did a podcast with the World Health Organization where she talked about a partnership that the UN now has with Google to promote their misinformation, their propaganda, and to silence everyone else. If you don't remember that, check out this clip.
You know, we partnered with Google, for example. If you Google climate change, you will, at the top of your search, you will get all kinds of UN resources. We started this partnership when we were shocked to see that when we'd Googled climate change, we were getting incredibly distorted information right at the top. So we're becoming much more proactive. We own the science and we think that the world, should know it.
So that is what we're dealing with here, folks. Just to be clear, this International Pandemic Treaty is going to require global propaganda campaigns by the WHO, by governments, global efforts to silence voices that do not go along with the agenda. And that very much includes attacks on your most fundamental rights. Now, When it comes to the U.S. government, right, the U.S. Constitution is very clear that you need to have treaties ratified by the U.S. Senate. Two-thirds of the senators have to give their advice and consent. If they refuse, of course, America is not bound by that treaty. Well, under the Biden administration, and the Epoch Times has reported on this, but under the Biden administration, they are basically saying that, no, we don't need Senate approval anymore. They're claiming that even though treaties need to be ratified by legislatures, this draft says that it'll be going into effect on a provisional basis as soon as it is signed by the delegates of these governments and dictatorships, so by Joe Biden's minion, and then it's going to be legally binding on the member states before it's even ratified by the legislatures. Folks, this is extremely, extremely troubling. Now, Donald Trump, of course, got us out of the World Health Organization because it proved to be a giant joke, a disgrace, basically a tool of communist China to manipulate Americans, manipulate the people of the world. They were praising communist China for responding to all of this with tyranny. Meanwhile, they were demonizing the United States. And that actually goes right in line with what the Rockefeller Foundation proposed in its lockstep exercise back in 2010. I'm not sure if you guys remember that, but we focused on that quite extensively. We weren't allowed to talk about it on YouTube or the other social media outlets because it was true, and they didn't want that information out there. But they fully intend to impose this tyranny on us. They fully intend to do it without even so much as Senate ratification. And folks, I want to remind you that the federal government cannot accumulate new powers beyond those delegated in the Constitution merely by signing up to a treaty. Okay, if it doesn't have the power to do that, it can't usurp that power by signing a treaty. Now, Thomas Jefferson mentioned that. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled that same thing as recently as 1957 in Reed versus Covert, that the U.S. government cannot grant itself new powers merely by signing treaties, which you would think would be pretty obvious, but apparently not in Washington. So we need to deal with this, folks. Complaining about it on the internet or, you know, typing things on Facebook is not actually going to solve the problem. So we need concrete strategies for defeating this monstrous agenda. Now, one of the obvious things that Republicans in the House of Representatives can do is defund the World Health Organization. Actually, legislation was introduced last month by some Republican members of Congress. It's called No Taxpayer Funding for the World Health Organization. It's been sponsored by well over a dozen representatives. But you know what? They don't even need to do that. Okay, all they need to do is make sure that when they pass an appropriations bill, it says in there clearly, no money from here may be handed to the World Health Organization, and no money in these bills may be used to enforce or impose any dictate or mandate or policy coming from the World Health Organization. The lead sponsor of this bill, his name is Chip Roy, he's from Texas. He says, he's got a great comment here, he says, funneling millions of taxpayer dollars to the corrupt World Health Organization that serves the Chinese Communist Party is a slap in the face to hardworking American families struggling under record high inflation and to all those whose lives and livelihoods were ruined and destroyed by the COVID pandemic. The WHO praised China for their leadership at the beginning of COVID-19 and has done nothing to hold the CCP accountable for the spread of COVID-19. It is absolutely true, and folks, we need to keep that in mind. Also, there are things we can do at the state level to defang this, right? A state government, a state legislature could pass a law that says no employee or subcontractor or contractor of this state or any subdivision thereof may enforce any regulation, decree, mandate, etc., coming from, originating with the World Health Organization or coming down through the federal government if it originated in the World Health Organization. Very simple way to nullify this. Very, very important thing for all of us to be working on, folks. What we're dealing with here is an attack on our most basic freedoms. We've seen how the WHO behaves before. We have seen them quarantine entire nations. For example, when Ebola was spreading, the head of the World Health Organization, and we've exposed him here on this program before, literally a former member of the Politburo for a mass-murdering ethno-Marxist terrorist organization. That's why the Chi-Coms put him in there. So, folks, this is the last person in the universe that you would want to be in charge of a pandemic or any other sort of important issue. And by the way, this International Pandemic Treaty, which, again, we've been warning about in The New American for well over a year, that's not even the only attack that the WHO is waging. They've also got their international health regulation amendments that they're trying to get through. These are amendments. These are policies that guide the WHO and member governments during international pandemics. And so, folks, they're coming at us from all angles. We must resist this. We can do it at the federal level. We can do it at the state level. And we must also do it at the local level. We've interviewed a lot of experts experts who've sounded the alarm about this, including former insiders at the WHO, Dr. Astrid Stuckelberger. We interviewed Dr. Peter Breggin, who's been sounding the alarm about the global predator class. We interviewed Dr. Francis Boyle, a law professor of international law at the University of Illinois. So folks, go back and watch those interviews. You can find the links. They're all at thenewamerican.com. But folks, we need to be very clear. This is an attack on our most basic freedoms. It's an attack on our self-government, on our republic, on our Constitution. It must be stopped. I'm Alex Newman. This is Behind the Deep State. Thanks for tuning in. Until next time, God bless you all.
You remember when everyone bought all the toilet paper? And they wanted me to wear these things? And someone invested a lot of money into this stuff. There's just too much baloney out there. At The New American, they cut through the baloney and give me the truth.
Being informed is important, but being informed with the truth is essential. Visit thenewamerican.com for news you can trust.